It's time to pay your Maryland state taxes. Comptroller Peter Fanshow extended the deadline for 90 days with the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. So the deadline now is Wednesday, July 15th. We caught up with the comptroller as filers hurry to get their forms in.
People will recall that for businesses and individuals, there's been a tax holiday for 90 days. In other words, everything owed on April 15th, and frankly, even before that by businesses, we gave forbearance for. And what's the significance of that? It essentially was loaning interest-free billions of dollars to Marylanders to keep cash in their pocket to try to get over the pandemic, which we thought was going to be short-lived. But now we have to collect the taxes. We gave them 90 days from April 15th to July 15th. July 15th is now arriving, and people have to pay their taxes. And I guess the message is, first of all, thank you to the citizens of the state for putting up with this whole pandemic and the economic consequences. I always want to thank my own employees because it's the most unusual tax season ever. But we're going, everybody who owes taxes needs to send us something on July 15th.
So what has been the impact of this downturn in terms of taxes?
It's going to have a, obviously, a very significant impact on state revenues, county revenues, and local revenues, municipal revenues. And it's just something we're going to have to deal with. It's the fiscal year that we just started, and the next fiscal year starting a year from now, both of those years are going to be historic as far as revenue reductions. After that, we're going to return to prosperity and the normal wealth we're associated with in Maryland. But I don't want to sugarcoat this, Don. This is a two-year reconstruction of the state's economy.
I understand, by the way, that you had some difference with the governor over some of the budget cuts. What was that about?
Yeah, so I thought it was premature to balance the arriving deficit on the backs of teachers and public employees and, most importantly, vulnerable Marylanders who are relying on state programs or social services. So the governor very kindly agreed to, I thought he was withdrawing them. He claims he's postponing them. We'll see how that all goes. But I think by the end of September, we'll have a pretty clear view as to what the revenue situation actually is. Once we get by the July 15th deadline and then we do all the processing that's necessary. And I think at that point, we're going to need to make significant reductions. My other big message to people is that we are not the IRS. The Maryland Comptroller's Office is, I know it's hard to believe, and they probably don't trust government. We are actually on your side. If you can't pay for some reason your taxes July 15th, just let us know. We'll put you on a very generous payment plan. We are not interested in increasing people's stress and financial burdens right now. So just communicate with us. We're going to be enormously protective of you and your family and your small business. But we have to hear from you that you have difficulty. I mean, these tax bills that are due on July 15th can be enormous. It can be all of last year's taxes plus two quarters of estimated tax payments. So I can imagine a lot of Marylanders saying, holy mackerel, this is a ton of money. This is a big chunk of money we owe. If you can't pay it, contact us. We'll take care of you. We'll protect you.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Fanshow on the July 15th deadline for filing state taxes. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.